Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Friday, January 28th. What to know about a major winter storm heading toward nearly a dozen U.S. states, what's in the forecast, and where the worst of it is expected. Also, why a long caravan of American and Canadian truckers are protesting in Canada's capital today, and why law enforcement is on high alert. Plus, what to know about the growing number of scams online, which common supplements might protect older people from autoimmune disease, and how young football players are making the most out of snow days by helping their neighbors. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of Americans are in for another powerful winter storm this weekend. It's expected to span from North Carolina to New England, bringing hurricane-force winds and heavy snow. The National Weather Service says the storm will probably form east of the Carolinas by this evening. Then it should travel up the mid-Atlantic into Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey by tomorrow morning. More than a foot of snow is possible in some areas, as well as strong winds and coastal flooding. New York is expected to get hit tomorrow, and some places could be in for blizzard conditions. Then there's New England, where people will likely see the worst of the storm. Parts of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Maine could get whiteout conditions with up to 20 inches of snow and winds as strong as 65 miles an hour. Most of it is on track for tomorrow. That part of the country is expected to see power outages and at least some damage. Several cities have already been meeting to prepare, getting crews ready to treat roads and respond to power outages. President Biden says he fully intends on keeping his campaign promise by nominating the first Black woman as a Supreme Court justice. He spoke about it during a ceremony marking a moment of national transition. Biden praised the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, who will have spent nearly 28 years on the bench by the time he leaves at the end of this term. The president called Breyer a, quote, model public servant at a time of great division in this country. Then he promised a nominee worthy of Breyer's legacy, meaning they'll have, quote, extraordinary qualifications, character, and integrity. Biden says he's already started studying the backgrounds and writings from potential candidates. The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, had a suggestion for Biden. He said Breyer's successor should be someone, quote, within the legal mainstream who can receive similar broad bipartisan support as Breyer. Either way, there will be a rigorous selection process ahead, complete with interviews, health checks, and more. Still, President Biden promises to announce his choice by the end of February. And then Senate leaders say they'll move forward with the confirmation process, expecting it to take only weeks, not months. A convoy of truck drivers is moving its way across Canada. And today, the truckers are expected to reach the nation's capital of Ottawa. They're hoping to shut down the city in protest of a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. That mandate went into effect earlier this month. It says any truck driver crossing into Canada from the U.S. needs to give proof they've been vaccinated. If an unvaccinated truck driver is American, they get turned away. If they're Canadian, they can enter the country, but they have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And the Canadian Trucking Alliance says about 10% of cross-border truckers are impacted by this mandate. Critics say it will hurt the supply chain since fewer truckers will be allowed through. So today, police officials think there could be up to 2,000 truckers protesting in Ottawa. Other estimates put that number much higher. Organizers of the protest say the so-called Freedom Convoy includes both American and Canadian truck drivers, and it's more than 40 miles long. The drivers plan to park trucks on the city's Parliament Hill. The truckers say they plan to keep their protest peaceful. But law enforcement says there's been some threatening messages on social media, some saying they'll block hospitals, destroy property, assault the prime minister, or start a civil war. Plus, there will likely be big traffic backups all weekend. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the protesting truckers, quote, do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way. Expect updates as the protest gets underway today. It turns out the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, is more popular now than ever before. The White House says a record 14.5 million Americans signed up for health insurance through Obamacare marketplaces this last open enrollment period. That's about 2 million more than the previous record. And still, this year's tally isn't final, so the number will probably be even higher in the end. Remember, the ACA offers some options and possibly some discounts to Americans who are not already getting insurance through their employer. And last year, a relief bill from Congress invested even more into it. So some people got even more discounts, there were more tax credits for monthly insurance payments, and people with even higher incomes qualified for that kind of help. Also, the open enrollment period was longer than usual this year. Supporters say the ACA helped lower the rate of Americans without insurance and that essential coverage was especially important during the pandemic. But critics say it represents government overreach and it's driven up premiums. They fought the law in court, too, hoping to repeal it. But the Supreme Court tossed out a suit last year, leaving the ACA in place. All right, we have much more news coming up. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Along with the multivitamin that I take every day, I also take Seed's Daily Symbiotic. In fact, it's the first thing I take every morning. It's a probiotic plus prebiotic developed for systemic benefits. So yes, it supports digestive health, and it also goes beyond that. It helps maintain healthy gut barrier function and gut immune function. It promotes heart health and supports healthy skin and more. And to make sure the live probiotics actually go where they're supposed to go, Seed's Daily Symbiotic has capsule-in-capsule technology. So it helps protect it from stomach acid and enzymes as it makes its way to the small intestine for absorption. So bottom line, you're getting a 24-strain broad-spectrum probiotic and prebiotic that has been clinically and scientifically studied. And as an added bonus, this is a company that cares about the earth. Your daily symbiotic is sustainably delivered monthly. As an example, the shipping box is constructed from ecological paper made from algae that would otherwise damage fragile marine ecosystems. So go get your 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using the code newsworthy at checkout. That's seed.com/newsworthy or use code newsworthy at checkout. The U.S. economy grew last year at the fastest pace since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. The GDP, or the gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of economic activity, grew more than 5.7% in 2021. That's the strongest growth in 1 year since 1984. The numbers seem to show America's economy is bouncing back from 2020's devastating COVID-19 recession. President Biden touted the country's recovery yesterday, praising 2021 as the greatest year of job growth in U.S. history. But there are still challenges like inflation. And because the Fed hopes to rein in inflation by raising interest rates, and since there likely will not be more government stimulus soon, some economists are now saying last year's fast growth will slow at least a bit this year. The forecast for all of 2022 is the nation's GDP will still grow, but only by 4%. It looks like the iPhone is still the king of Christmas. Apple made more money than ever this past holiday, even with the supply chain crunch. Their holiday iPhone sales surged 9%, giving the company its biggest sales for any quarter in its entire history. iPhone sales aren't the only thing going well for Apple. The sales of every single other Apple division was up year over year, except for the iPad. Apple says iPad revenue was down 14% and heavily hurt by supply constraints. But CEO Tim Cook said the tech giant's supply issues are getting better. So what's next for Apple? Well, it could be a very busy 2022 with rumors of a new 5G-capable iPhone SE that could be out as soon as next month. Plus, reports say we can also plan on an updated iPad Air and a revamped Mac product like a Mac Mini or iMac. And just this week, Bloomberg revealed Apple may soon launch something where small business owners with iPhones can accept contact-free payments without any extra hardware. Other possible new products are still up in the air. Apple's long-awaited mixed reality headset is reportedly on hold until 2023. The FTC is warning of a massive surge in social media scams. Massive, like $770 million in losses last year alone. And that's just the people who actually reported being scammed. The FTC also said the number of scam victims who were first messaged through social media more than doubled since 2020. The government agency says the most reports came from people who were scammed while shopping on sites like Facebook or Instagram. AKA, they ordered a product they saw advertised on social media and they paid for it, but it never came. And even though online shopping was the most reported, the one that cost people the most were investment scams and romance scams. The FTC noted bogus cryptocurrency investments made a big jump last year. It says you can protect yourself against scammers online, though, by managing your privacy settings and ignoring strangers who request payments, especially if they want those payments in cryptocurrency or gift cards. It also suggests doing your own research before handing over your hard-earned cash. Try Googling the company's name and adding the word scam or fake after it to see if anyone has reported it before. A new study shows a couple of over-the-counter supplements may cut your odds of developing an autoimmune disease later in life. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital tested tens of thousands of people over 50 years old. People in the study either took higher doses of supplements than are usually recommended or a placebo. Researchers found people who took 2,000 units of vitamin D over 5 years were 22% less likely to develop an autoimmune disease. That dosage is 2 to 3 times the current recommended daily dose of vitamin D for adults. The study also found benefits in taking 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acid, like fish oil pills. When people took those along with the extra vitamin D, they became 30% less likely to develop an autoimmune disease. In case you're not familiar, some common autoimmune conditions include celiac disease, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes, just to name a few. Researchers say what they found is promising, but that doesn't mean everyone should just start popping vitamin D pills. Vitamin D can also build up to toxic levels in your body, leading to bone pain and kidney damage. So researchers also say to talk to your doctor first. They can test your vitamin D levels and see if you really do need to supplement. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones who actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot, and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. No more wasting a bunch of time searching online, calling doctors' offices, or asking everyone you know for a recommendation. I've had that experience where I thought I got a great doctor recommendation, only to find out they don't take my insurance, and I was back at square one. With ZocDoc, I know all the options on the list are in-network. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. When a winter storm made high school football practice a no-go, one coach decided not to completely cancel practice, but instead to give the kids a different kind of workout, one that would help the community. This happened last week in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. The high school coach tweeted to the student athletes that their weightlifting practice was canceled due to the snow, but instead of sitting around at home, the coach told them to go find an elderly or disabled neighbor and shovel their driveways for free. So they did. The coach says he cannot take the credit, that actually the coach before him started this tradition more than 20 years ago. He said whenever winter weather made practicing impossible, players were told to get out in the community, lend a hand, and at the same time connect with the fans who watch their football games. About 40 student athletes shoveled snow that day last week, and I guess you could say one good deed snowballed into another. One player that finished shoveling went to serve veterans without homes at a spaghetti supper that night. He told Fox News it made him feel part of something bigger than himself. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about the Winter Olympics, which kick off next week. We're talking about everything from the excitement of the games to the controversy surrounding the location. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.